Hi, this is Val Harrison, the Practically Speaking Mom. Our theme for the month of June is summer plans away from screens. You see, our kids get 18 summers of family life with us. We want to make the most of this time, not let their minds shrivel up in front of a screen. Sure, some screen time is going to happen, and that's fine. But if we don't have some plans in place, screens can easily sneak in and take over. Summers are for playing hard, working hard, resting hard, and for growing together. So I've got 4 weeks of ideas for you. Simple ideas, fun ideas. These will be episodes 187 through 190. Do you want to know what I'm probably doing right now about the time that this airs? I'm holding my new granddaughter. Our daughter Tori is having her first baby and our fourth grandchild. And I'm going to be soaking in every bit of these moments that I can. I want to set an example for all of you that family comes before ministry and other work. We mamas have to be vigilant about margin. So in honor of margin and my grandmahood, I decided to go through our previous episodes and pull out my favorite summer simple plans for growth and good times. There's even a couple of daily checklists that you could implement for kids to do before they can get on screens. That's going to be especially helpful for you mamas who have to work and have older kids at home alone. This is simple and good stuff. Many of these episodes feature my youngest two daughters, Abby and Emma, at their younger ages. We've been doing this podcast, we're in our fourth year, so their life has changed a lot. Abby's in college now, and Emma is starting her freshman year of high school, so it's kind of fun to hear these younger voices. Now you're going to get lots of simple solutions for summer growth, and I'm going to get some grandbaby time. So let the summer plans away from screens begin. Hi, I'm Val Harrison, the Practically Speaking Mom.
And I'm Emma, her youngest daughter. Today we've got 5 more summer enrichment activities that are way better than screen time.
Emma, one of the enrichment activities that I'll be talking to them about today is getting into nature. What have you been doing lately to enjoy and learn about God's creation?
Well, one of the things I really like doing is hiking. The other day, me and Abby and Dad went hiking, and it was really fun. Oh yeah, and Andrew too. But another way I like getting into nature is growing plants.
We're not really experts at this, are we? We've been learning through failing quite a bit in the past, and this is like our first year where it's actually taking off, and we're so excited about that.
Yeah.
One way that I've made mistakes in the past that I learned from was I was planting things directly in the ground, and since I didn't know this one needs sun and that one needs shade, or maybe that year it just was way more rainy or way more dry, and so I started planting things in pots because I could adjust the climate that way. Like I can move stuff into the shade or put it out in the sun. I can make sure the pot is in a spot where it'll get rained on, or I can move it to a spot where it won't get rained on. Thanks a lot, Callie. She just loves joining into the podcast. I don't know if you could just hear her barking. Now, this has been a pretty exciting day for our planting season. What happened today, Emma?
So we got 2 very red tomatoes, and we got 9 red potatoes.
It was our first crop of red potatoes.
Yeah.
They're actually, most of them are smaller than radishes, but we're still really excited.
Yeah.
We'll throw those in with some green beans and it will be so yummy. I can't wait.
So right now in our vegetable section, we have tomatoes, radishes, potatoes, okra, and bell peppers. And then in our fruits, we have strawberries, blackberries, and watermelon. So yeah.
Well, we've had fun. Thanks for sharing with us, Emma.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to go into our 5 summer enrichment activities.
All right. Bye, guys.
Okay. Number 6 in our summer success activities for our kiddos is nature exploration. There are lots of studies on the important ways our kids thrive, both physically and emotionally, when they spend time in nature. Have your child make some nature collections, plant some seeds in a garden or in some containers. We're having a lot of fun with that this summer. Our weather has been just perfect for plants to want to grow right now because it's been raining every few days and it's been really humid, whether it's raining or not, and the plants are loving it. So my kiddos, okay, so here's something that we have learned to do the last couple of years. This is going to sound a little crazy. I'm sure you could look up a picture of this online, but we save toilet paper rolls and you cut them in half and then you cut some slats on the bottom of it to close it up so it makes a little paper cup. And then you put some dirt in there and you plant a couple of seeds. And in a few days, you're going to see those sprout. It's super fun. And then they can just transfer that into a flower bed or into a bigger pot, and they can either leave it in the little cup because it's paper, it's going to decompose over time. So you can just leave it in that, or you could take it out of that if you want to reuse the cups. We've got all kinds of things growing this year from seed, and it has been so fun. Also, taking nature photos can be fun for kids. Follow up with research on the different things that they discover. If you can, provide a magnifying glass, some jars, a catching net, a flashlight, a microscope, binoculars, and a sketch pad. Those are all super helpful things for nature discovery. Now, check out books from the library on birds, gardening, bugs, the water cycle. And I know you can look all of that up online, and that's true, and we do that some. I like to get my kids' noses in books more than in screens. So I would encourage you to head that direction when possible, or maybe just only use the computer for videos on these different things after they have looked in the library or encyclopedias. You could do like I did and find an inexpensive set of used encyclopedias and have them look things up in the encyclopedia. Number 7 in our summer success activities is, no surprise, reading. If we can help our kiddos develop a love for reading, that will help them both in their academic futures and in all the other areas of life as well. Likewise, being a poor reader can hinder the different areas of life. So do all you can to foster a love of reading. I have my kids pick out their reading choices for the summer at the beginning of summer when possible. And I'll be honest, I mean, like 9 out of 10 summers we do that, and this is not one of them. The libraries were closed when summer started, and so I just didn't get that done. But my kiddos know these are the books that are expected to happen. Normally, it really is best if we actually pick them out ahead of time. But here's the categories that are the requirements. So I do give them these categories. 2 books about any Christian missionaries in other countries. If you're not a Christian, then 2 international biographies. Okay, 2 books about the time period of whatever history they'll be studying next school year. Such as they could read the Little House series if they're going to be studying early American history, or maybe they'd choose The Hiding Place, an incredible, incredible book about World War II if they're going to be studying, you know, later American history next year. Then 2 books from a topic of their choice. I like these to be discovery books. It could be stuff that they have interest in or something that, oh, that looks cool, maybe I'll check that out. So it could be something they already are developing their skills in, or it could be something that they don't know anything about. So it could be playing the guitar, a book on that, or a book on volcanoes, for example. And then finally, 1 self-improvement book. So that's their summer reading list. Now, some of them, you know, will do much more than that, and that's awesome. But some of my kiddos really didn't like reading. Now, I will say, I'm going to be totally honest with you, I don't give allowance at our house. Not that I'm against it, I just don't. But I do give money for reading books. And this money provides them with some summer spending money. Side note, I do also give them money for doing things for me. So not chores for the house or chores for our yard or whatever, but if they clean my bathroom, I give them money for it. If they were to vacuum my floor of my bedroom or, you know, do anything that is my personal chores, then I give them money for that. Okay, we're ready for number 8 for our summer success activities, and that is what I'm going to call enrichment outings. Summer is the best time for special events, for family fun at new locations. How about we schedule events that include enriching our family's character or knowledge of the world or ability to care for others, having empathy and compassion? What if we make some of the outings about that? Sure, go to the museum and go to the lake, but also let your kids experience the wonderful emotion of caring about others besides themselves. So here are some enrichment activities that we do with a focus on caring beyond ourselves. So the first one I have mentioned before, every month we go to a nursing home to play games with residents in the memory care department. We take a karaoke machine, which I gotta just say right here was a donation from one of the listeners. I had put on Facebook one time, hey, does anyone have a karaoke machine that we could buy from you that so we can continue to go to the nursing home? And a listener sent us one from Amazon. She just ordered it and had it sent to her house. I just couldn't believe it. So what a huge blessing. But anyway, we do some songs. Then we play Wheel of Fortune using some We Hold Up cards, just paper with letters on each one. And so they guess and we do that. And then we also do some chair exercises, like exercises they can do from their chairs. And then we give us some air hugs and they love it and we love it. We grow from it every month. I've never once had one of my kids complain about this. A second thing is you could volunteer at the church nursery or kids department or any other way at church. For our family, church is a place to serve and to learn to lead. I so desire for my kids to be strong leaders, to be comfortable with a variety of people in a variety of settings and under a variety of circumstances. So they need regular opportunities to serve and to lead, and church has been a fabulous way to do that. Okay, also you could let them help at a mission or a soup kitchen, a homeless shelter. You could drop off clothes and toys at a sponsored children's home in your community, or help a struggling family out by providing a meal or playing with the kids or cleaning their house. You could adopt a grandparent in your neighborhood who could use some help on their yard, or just to visit together or play a game with them. One summer, here's another thing that we did that was an enrichment activity. My third daughter, Abby, and I had probably the greatest mother-daughter summer of all time. We selected another mother-daughter pair, and that mom and I took turns playing planner for an object lesson date that we would do a mother-daughter date every week. So it was like we picked Tuesdays, and we did 8 Tuesdays that summer. So I planned 4 and she planned 4, and they were activities about being God's girl. It was an amazing, life-changing experience for all 4 of us, and I'll probably just make a whole podcast episode about it sometime, but I'll just give you a little example. The first week was a tea adventure, shopping at an antique store to hunt for fancy china teacups, going to a tea shop to smell different teas and then purchase different teas. And then we finished up with a tea party at my mom's house, actually. At the tea party, we discussed that our daughter's bodies are treasures. They're like fine china. They're not like styrofoam cups. We expect them to treasure their bodies and other people to treasure their bodies and to treasure other people's bodies, to protect and honor one another. That was just week 1. So each week was a precious memory that we will never forget. Now at that time, those 8 dates were inspired by a book that's not in print anymore. And we ended up tweaking things anyway, but that was kind of a springboard for us of what to do each week. Okay, number 9 in summer success activities, physical development. What's a physical change or improvement that your child needs to work on? Is it getting more active, changing an eating habit, or developing a skill? Maybe there's a sport they've always wanted to try, and summer would be the perfect time to investigate and practice. Head over to a used sporting goods store. In our area, we have a chain of stores called Play It Again Sports that carries used sporting equipment. It's a lot of fun, so go in there and see what you find that the kids might be drawn to and start a new sport. In our neighborhood, we have a swimming pool and we have a tennis court. So we bought tennis rackets, and that's a fun activity for the kids, and of course swimming. So now Abby is a lifeguard. She would have never, ever done that if we didn't live in the neighborhood and made swimming a regular part of our life. A fun thing to do around here is also disc golf. And so we found used disc golf discs at Play It Again Sports, and that's something that a lot of the parks in the area have available. Your child's summer physical goal might be as basic as learning to ride a bike or as exciting as learning to scuba dive. I don't know, but it's summertime. This is the perfect time to explore it. And finally, the last thing on our summer success list for kiddos is relationship development. People skills are a vital part of a successful life. Knowing how to get along with people, show that you care, express your ideas effectively, present yourself respectably, these are all people skills that will affect every relationship in your child's future. Brainstorm a list with your kids of the relationships in their life that need the most improvement. Then get some dates written on your calendar where you could let your child develop some of those relationships, whether it's with a friend, a sibling, or you. If it's scheduled, you're more likely to nail down an activity to do with that person that could provide a growth opportunity in that relationship. Then also, brainstorm about one or two people skills that your child needs to work on. Do this with them. It could be something like stop giving sarcastic responses to people, or learning to look someone in the eye when they're talking to you, or learning to enunciate their words more clearly so that people can understand what they're saying. Next, get a little system of reward and regret about fixing one of those issues, not all of them at once. For example, let them know you'll give them this jar of nickels. Every time they respond sarcastically, if that's what they're working on, they need to move a nickel to their regret jar. They lost that nickel. That's their regret for responding sarcastically. If they go an entire day with no sarcastic remarks, they get an extra 30 minutes of screen time. That's their reward. So let them help to come up with this plan if possible, and it'll be more effective if they've helped to create the regrets and the rewards. Now, while we're on this topic of relationships, the most important relationship in your child's life is their relationship with God. So on the blog post, I also have a whole list of things that can be done with your kiddo to help enhance their relationship with God. Those 18 or less summers that your child has at home can be a special time of growth in several key areas while still being fun and relaxing. It just takes some intentionality to make it happen. So go ahead, Mama, and give some of these ideas a try. You might just happen to create some lifelong memories on your quest for your child's summer success. My intentional mom friend, your family is God's masterpiece. He designed the special and unique combination of your little tribe. It's an honor to meet with you every week to help equip and encourage you in your worthy journey of being mama to your masterpiece. If this podcast is a blessing to you, won't you please take the time to share it with moms that you know? So share this podcast with a friend and then head over to practicallyspeakingmom.com. Join me on Instagram at Practically Speaking Mom and in the private Facebook group, Intentional Mom Strong Family. See you next week.